Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I want to talk to you about narcissists and magical thinking. Narcissists often do things that make no sense or take risks that most people would not take. They don't seem to understand consequences or logic, and many times their loved ones are at a loss to understand why this is. Part of the reason for this is something called magical thinking. For those that don't know, magical thinking is the idea that you can influence the world around you with your thoughts, that just your thinking makes it so. This is something we see in little children who believe wholeheartedly that if they wish for something, they're going to get it. We can also see a variation of magical thinking in another disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, where people often engage in ritual mantras or behaviors like counting things or repeating phrases to ward off anxiety and panic. As most of us grow up, we stop engaging in the childish type of magical thinking because we realize that things don't happen just because we wish them to. We learn that we have to earn them, or buy them, or find them, or create them. Narcissists, in general, have never grown out of this belief. They don't seem to understand that simply wanting something or hoping for it is not enough, and they often become frustrated, angry, and upset if this doesn't work and more is required from them to get something. Oddly enough, it does work for them a lot of the time. Many times, the narcissist takes a risk or causes a problem with their magical thinking, and then enablers or well-meaning people step in to rescue them and resolve the problem. For example, the narcissist spends all their money and can't pay their electric bill, so a relative or a friend loans them the money to pay it. This inadvertently makes the problem worse because it reinforces the narcissist's idea that everything will just work itself out. It reinforces and entrenches the magical thinking instead of letting the narcissist fail so they can see that that's not how things are. That's how children learn, is through failing. In many ways, their magical thinking is identical to children's magical thinking. Narcissists don't believe that a pony will drop out of the sky just because they wish for one, of course, but when asked why they're taking such stupid risks, they often say things like, everything will work out, or something will come up. Regardless of how many times it has not worked out, they still believe that. It's another example of how narcissists believe feelings are facts. The facts of reality, the actual facts, such as how many times they've already been evicted or had their electricity cut off for not paying, don't matter because they feel it will all be okay. There's no reasoning with this because it's not reasonable. It's silly and illogical. You wouldn't argue with a child that told you they wish for a pony and now they're going to get one. You may try to explain that that's not true so the child won't be disappointed, but you wouldn't try to argue with a toddler. Why argue with a narcissist? It's the same thing. You're dealing with an immature, childish mind that does not understand why these things aren't true. Every person is different, of course, even if they're narcissistic, but this is why it's generally better for narcissists not to be in positions where they are responsible for other people or for finances. It can be extremely frustrating for loved ones to see these type of risks being taken, especially with the family's money or with the narcissist's health. Many hours are spent arguing, explaining, and trying to convince the narcissist that the way they're behaving is dangerous, unfair, irresponsible, etc. But to no avail because the narcissist simply doesn't believe that. Some examples of magical thinking can be, I can drive as fast as I want, other cars will get out of the way. I'll never get sick, my body can fight off illness better than other people's. It doesn't matter if I spend all the money, it'll work out somehow. The rental office, electric company, car loan people, whoever, will work with us, it'll be fine. It doesn't matter how much I drink, my body can handle it. It doesn't matter if I'm overweight, I'm not like other people. And there are, of course, hundreds more examples, and I'm looking forward to the examples that you have, so go ahead and post them below. Narcissists generally see no need for a plan B or a plan if things go wrong because things aren't going to go wrong, in their opinion. They often will become angry at challenges to their magical thinking, and they may accuse you of being negative or of hoping things go wrong. As an example, let's say the narcissist has spent the water bill money and they insist it'll be okay because the water company is going to work with you on the bill. And they have not talked to the water company or anything, that's just what they think. And you say, what if they don't? The narcissist then accuses you of hoping the water company refuses to work with you. It doesn't make any sense, of course. Why would you hope that? No one wants their water to be turned off. This really just gives us an insight into the narcissist's mindset. It's really the narcissist who is working off of hope here, whether they realize it or not. But they don't recognize the difference between hope and think. It's one thing to hope something will happen, and another to realistically think that it will. I hope I win $1 million in the publisher's clearinghouse, but I don't think that's going to happen. I hope world peace will be attained in my lifetime, but I don't think it will be. Realistically, the facts don't show that these things are going to happen. Do the narcissist hoping for something and thinking something will happen are one and the same, and statements that confuse these two things are red flags for magical thinking. At the heart of all narcissistic magical thinking is the same idea. I'm special. I can do whatever I want and it will all work out okay for me. This is the result of the narcissist's belief that feelings are facts and their belief that everything in the world is an extension of themselves. It's as if they're living in a movie where they're the star. Nothing that bad ever happens to the star, right? This is sometimes called narcissistic immunity, and it means that the narcissist believes they are immune to things that happen to, quote, regular people. This, again, is a very childish belief, and that makes sense because all of these things are very childish, immature states of being or ways of thinking. Children also see feelings as facts. Children also see everything in the world as an extension of themselves, and only children truly believe in their own immortality because they have not experienced anything that would make them believe otherwise. They have always been, they will always be. Concepts such as mortality, death, and finite existence are unknown to them. It's the same with narcissists. So the next time this situation comes up, remember what you're dealing with. A toddler who believes they're getting a pony. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online and over the phone Monday through Friday, so if you're interested in speaking with me, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book an Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.